We look now not to ancient narratives or to mythical figures, but to the world around us. A mother's personal grief will always be exactly that in its sorrow and loneliness, but it may also be a powerful tool to create movements to save those who can still be saved. You will see that there's a congregational response in your order of service. Your part comes not once, but several times after I speak, and I'll let you know when it's time for you to join in.
Let us look to a new Mother's Day proclamation to embrace the needs of our times, guided by the example of mothers and others who resist violence, cowardice, and oppression. Let us commit ourselves to the core of this resistance.
Not yet. I'll let you know. Arise, all who have hearts, whether conscripted by passion or despair. We say firmly, we will no longer allow our souls, disposed to empathy, to be redirected by irrelevant desires that feed commercial avarice on the backs of our siblings in struggle. We refuse to disregard the atrocities committed in the name of our comfort. May this be our resolution in heart and in practice.
You don't stop being a parent when your child dies. Lucia McBath, mother of Jordan Davis, murdered at age 17, is one of the all too numerous mothers of the movement. These are mothers of adults and children killed by law enforcement and vigilantes through racist profiling and policing in the United States. These women urge us to acknowledge that Black lives matter and to rectify the legacy of persecution that led to the deaths of their children and continues unabated today.
We will not be deluded by the perversion of our human need for safety into a tool of subjugation. Our protectors shall not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. May this be our resolution in heart and in practice.
In fall of 1981, a group of women marched to Greenham Common in Berkshire, England, to protest the imminent storage of nuclear missiles at the site. Their communication with on-site leadership stated, "We fear for the future of all our children and for the future of the living world, which is the basis of all life." They went on to establish a peace camp at the base, where the women engaged in daily, nonviolent protest for years until the missiles were removed. The ripples of this long-lived protest include an echo every time we sing "Building Bridges," composed during the protest.
Our children shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We of one country will be too tender of those of another country to allow our children to be trained to injure theirs. May this be our resolution in heart and in practice.
In recent years, climate change and despotism have created the largest refugee crisis since World War II. As countries around the world struggle with the moral and logistical issues of taking in those fleeing violence and famine, many organizations have stepped in to assist. One of these, the Compassion Collective, is a fundraising and advocacy group focused on their core belief, there's no such thing as other people's children.
The devastated earth calls to us, awake, your greed will not protect you from its pillaging consequences. The remarkable sustaining grace of the land, which has borne the weight of all of human history, gasps for mercy. Shall we squeeze the life from this earth without regard for our own? Drought, devastation, and despair know no political boundaries. And neither should our concern for the very lives of our neighbors. May this be our resolution in heart and in practice.
Between 1976 and 1983, Argentina was run by a military dictatorship. As many as 30,000 people were disappeared. Los desaparecidos, some of them pregnant, women whose babies were given to military families. In response to this long nightmare, a movement arose. Every Thursday, two silent marches took place. Las Madres de la Plaza de Mayo, mothers who were looking for their dead children, and Las Abuelas de la Plaza de Mayo, grandmothers who were looking for their grandchildren. Las Madres have held their Thursday marches for 40 years. Some of the women still marching today are over 100 years old. As of 2014, the sustained commitment of Las Abuelas has resulted in finding 114 grandchildren.
Though we persistently forsake our common good at the summons of individual concern and comfort, let us now leave behind the illusion of partition. Let us commit here today to a steadfast practice of sustained counsel and covenant. Let us acknowledge the irreparable harm done, sibling to sibling. We must grieve our errors and our losses, commemorate the dead, dismissed and stifled. Rising out of this anguish, we look to what may still be repaired and even begun again. May this be our resolution in heart and in practice.
We look to these mothers to lead us. Mothers of the movement, Women's Peace Camp, the Compassion Collective, Las Madres de la Plaza de Mayo, Las Abuelas de la Plaza de Mayo. We look to learn from those who, even in their deepest grief and fear, lead us into a better way, if only we will follow.
In the name of humanity, let a solemn and joyful collaboration begin. In lieu of a day or a moment of commitment, we will cultivate a habit of reconciliation. We pledge to put down the illusion of our separateness, that we may inhabit the truth of our abundant variation. We must end the wretched, blood-stained practices to which we have become inured and initiate a discerning application of peace, not in the service of the few, but for the benefit of all. In this way, may the great human family live in peace. May this be our resolution in heart and in practice. These are the reflections of the Reverend Jake Morrill. He says, around the world in traditional societies, gathering water for the household has often been the work of women. Water gathering places, creeks, wells, springs, have always been sites for conversation, for different ways of relating than are possible under the watchful eyes of men back in town. In her lifetime, Mary, mother of Jesus, walked the path up from the edge of the ancient city of Nazareth toward the long-standing water source, the spring, and met other women up there. She is sometimes depicted as meek and mild, but in Luke, when her cousin Elizabeth celebrates Mary's pregnancy, Mary responds with the Magnificat, which is at once a hymn of praise to God and also a vision of the kingdom of God, of social upheaval and justice. She says, God has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Regardless of how much of the birth narratives are historical, these words convey the revolutionary love within the person who was Mary. Perhaps she gained the strength necessary to sustain that power when she met other women gathering water above the town at the spring. This morning, we invite you to come to the spring and to have your hands blessed. We have four hand blessing stations, two in the front and two in the back of the amphitheater.